This is the mindset of the injured athlete, how to stop injuries from harming the rest of you. Injuries change lives. They affect how we move. They affect how we sleep. They affect how we think. They affect how we feel about ourselves. And the truth is that injuries happen no matter what sport you're in. However, it does not mean that you can't turn an injury into an opportunity to grow. The first major injury that happened to me was riding a bike down a hill. I had no helmet. I had a narrow path to stay on. I was going too fast, and at the bottom of the track was a small bridge. Either side of the bridge were concrete posts and metal bars, and as I approached the bridge, I knew I was going too fast, and I knew I didn't have time to brake. I hit the post with my handlebars and was flung into the steel bar and proceeded to crack both front teeth and badly cut my arm. I was 10, and not a great move, and it took me a few weeks to recover and have stitches removed. I did that at home myself because I thought it was cool, along with a trip to the dentist. I didn't learn the lesson though, and following the accident, I proceeded to have a second more serious crash. This time it took me out of rugby for a year, and pretty much stopped any chance of becoming a professional player later on due to the severity of the injury to my neck. Oh well. The good thing was that I then became really good at judging when I was going too fast and showing off. Now I'm much more cautious and have managed to avoid anything of that severity since. The view I now take on that is that there is always something to be gained in equal proportion to the accident. Every injury that you suffer, and they will come, is a gift. In our training program, we see a great deal of people who are injured. Most, you'll be happy to know, are injured outside of the gym. However, it often affects a person's mindset towards training and will, if confidence has been lessened, often prevent them from continuing with us. For us, this can be frustrating because it's my goal to help as many people as possible to live happier, healthier lives with or without injuries. The major benefit I see is that it is an intensely personal event. Therefore, forces you to forget all competition and focus solely on your own progress. This, in and of itself, is a massive gift that can be unlocked if then set realistic metrics for success. You can begin working towards them. If, for instance, you've injured your back and it hurts on a scale of 1 to 10, pretty close to a 5 or a 6, the goal I would set for myself is to find things that lessen the pain so that I can lower it down to a 3 or a 4. In this instance, the method may be a combination of seeing a good physiotherapist, performing twice daily mobilizations to the glutes and back muscles and the surrounding tissues, using a lacrosse ball with a weekly sports massage thrown in. In this case, back pain can be lessened and voila, you're on the path to recovery and feeling good because you can feel that you're making progress. A second example for myself has been my right hip. I've damaged it in some way, and meaning that I can no longer perform single leg squats. It goes weak at a certain point of hip flexion. That's when my knee gets closer to my chest. So my metric for success is currently to increase the gently in the range which it feels strong and stable. So far, I've scaled back my progressions for single leg squats to one which I can feel the same recruitment of muscle fiber on both legs. And then over the last few weeks, I've been progressively increasing the depth of the squats, and soon we'll be able to increase the difficulty of progression further once I've developed enough strength and stability in the joint. In this instance, I never would have quite focused so greatly on the nuances of single leg squat as much as I had not experienced this injury. I suspect that injury within the body can be seen as a metaphor in how to approach challenges in life. And that is why I believe so passionately in the good of injuries. The opportunities they present are unique and will lead each and every single person on a journey that they never thought they would take. And with the right approach, setting proper and achievable metrics for success, we can come to appreciate them for the gift which they really are.